Tuesday, July 29th. Memorial of St. Martha. The epistle from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, and chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. For not that he that commendeth himself is approved, but he whom God commendeth. Would to God you would bear with some little of my folly, but do bear with me. For I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul calls reciting his own praises folly, which, commonly speaking, is looked upon as a piece of folly and vanity, though the apostle was constrained to do it for the good of the souls committed to his charge. To present you, that is, the Church of Corinth, a chaste virgin to Christ, as the whole Catholic Church is called the chaste spouse of Christ, see Matthew 9:13 and Apocalypse 21:2. St. Paul says, I cannot suffer these false prophets thus to destroy what has been prepared with so much labor, but I am not jealous for my own sake, it is for the honor of God, for I do not wish to prepare this spouse for myself, but for God. It is a duty incumbent on me to preserve you in the purity of the faith you have received, to present you to him as a virgin, holy and free from every spot or blemish. And hence arise my fear and solicitude, lest by insinuating and designing men, you suffer yourselves to be drawn away from the simplicity of your faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. The Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. At that time, Jesus entered into a certain town, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sitting also at the Lord's feet, heard his word. But Martha was busy about much serving, who stood and said, Lord, hast thou no care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? Speak to her, therefore, that she may help me. And the Lord answering said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and art troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary hath chosen the best part, which shall not be taken away from her. Haydock Commentary. Calvin ridicules those who profess evangelical poverty because they gather from this gospel that there are two states of life, the active and the contemplative, figured by Martha and Mary. But what will he answer when he is informed that this is the opinion not merely of monks, but even St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Gregory, and many others? They were of opinion that nothing could be found more proper for the illustration of these different states of life. One thing is necessary, that is, to learn and comply with the will of God, which Mary was employed about.